Welcome to the home of the original sports perspective. Welcome to the Couch Writer Report podcast. I am your host, Jermaine Lockett, and sorry, there has been no intro music today because I'm nowhere near it. I'm actually on a cruise ship, and that cruise ship is in Rotan, Honduras. So with that said, I'm just going to take this audio and submit it straight to the Couch Writer Report website. You're welcome. I had to get you covered with today's picks, so in order to do that, I got to do it straight from my phone. Don't you love technology? Technology is wonderful. So I'm going to give you these picks real quick, and then I'm going to go enjoy my family. Try to nurse my ankle. Daggone turkey bowl got me. All right. So, I got Green Bay over Detroit. Got them boys coming back with a vengeance. You know, I feel like Chicago got the best of them, but they're going to come out there swinging against Detroit. And Detroit's not going to have another huge touchdown day. This is not the Eagles they're playing against. Next, let's move on. It's the matchup between Cincinnati and Cleveland. Being in Cleveland, don't even know who the starter is yet. You know, with Hoyer out, Austin Pettis is the next man up because Johnny Manziel is on the crap list in Cleveland. He might as well go ahead and see if he can get something done with Jerry Jones. I know it might be tampering, but just go and get it done, Jerry. Get that boy Johnny Manziel over to Dallas, one of the biggest stages for one of the biggest players that will be in the NFL for the future. Baltimore and Miami. You know, Miami, I think they just got rid of their offensive coordinator. Baltimore, I don't have the words for this team because Matt Schaub is going to throw a pick six. You know it, and I know it. But also, Baltimore's ground game is just phenomenal with, you know, West out there with who's the other kid, Buck Allen. Dude will ball. And I just don't think Miami can keep up. So, and they're going to get the pick six, but Baltimore's still going to win. Atlanta against Tampa Bay. I'm going Atlanta simply because Atlanta's defense is better than Tampa Bay's defense. And it's going to be a defensive game because I believe Atlanta's defense is going to give Jameis Winston a little bit of trouble. And combine that with a little bit of Julio, a little bit of Freeman coming back, I think Atlanta's going to have a great game. Look for Atlanta to destroy Tampa Bay. Let's see here. Seattle against Minnesota. I'm going to go on a limb and say Minnesota has a complete team. Seattle, however, I'm not sure. I mean, we're just not sure about Russell Wilson, what he's going to bring each game. 1 second is five touchdowns. Next game, he's just playing less. Let's see who gets open. Then you have Minnesota. I mean, they can get it done through the air. With Stephon Diggs, you know, you got a couple other characters there with Rudolph, and of course got one of the best ground games in the league, AP. Seattle is dealing with a backup running back who's still looking for an identity. Honestly, I think he says he plays hard. You know, he's not going to go get out of bounds and stuff like that. But if Minnesota is any defense, like I think they are, they should be able to stop him on the ground. Should they be able to stop him on the ground? I just don't think Seattle's going to be able to win this game. So, with that said, I think Minnesota beats Seattle. Next, Arizona and St. Louis. You're looking at two defensive teams that look like they're going to beat the crap out of each other. But I think Arizona has the better offense. I don't think St. Louis has an offense. You know, it's no offense to Todd Gurley, but there's nothing else around you, buddy. You can't get it done by yourself. Arizona over St. Louis. Then there is San Francisco and Chicago. I'm tempted. I will hit San Francisco on this one and say Chicago is not going to beat them because San Francisco's defense has been looking, they've been looking like a formidable defense lately. And I believe they get Carlos Hyde back this week. Him with the combination of Sean Drone, it will produce numbers right there on the ground for them. And that's all you need is a good defense, a good ground game nowadays to take care of business. Moving on to the Jets and the Giants. I just think the Giants are a fall-apart team around this time of the year. And I believe the Jets will pull it together. Ryan Fitzpatrick will have at least two touchdowns, one to Decker, one to Marshall. I'm going J-E-T-S, just win over this one. I got Jacksonville and Tennessee. I think this is a revenge of 2 weeks ago. I'm going to give it to Tennessee simply because I think Mariota has something to prove for everybody in this league right now. And that defense is stout. I think Jacksonville, the second time around, is not going to get as lucky and pull it off against Tennessee. Got Houston against Buffalo. I'm saying Buffalo maybe because it's a little bit of bias, and I actually do like Tyrod Taylor. Houston defense has been playing lights out, but when Shady McCoy is just balling the way he is right now, you got to go with the hot hand, and it is definitely Buffalo. Okay, we got Denver against San Diego. Hard choice. No, it's not. I'm going for the Brockinator. Denver wins. I got Kansas City and Oakland. I'm going to go with Oakland over Kansas City. I'm going with Carolina over New Orleans. It's an easy pick because New Orleans don't have a defense. I have New England over Philadelphia. Even though Brady ain't got no weapons right now, he's still got enough to take care of that sorry Philadelphia defense. Indianapolis and Pittsburgh. I got Pittsburgh over Indianapolis. No, I don't. Flipping that pick. Indianapolis over Pittsburgh simply because Matt Hasselbeck's at the helm. And you know what? Ben Roethlisberger just don't know if he's healthy, if he's not healthy. He's going through concussion protocol. Wait, oh, no, wait, he's got a bad knee. Oh, wait, no, he has a bad ankle. Not really sure what's going on with this guy, but it doesn't matter. They're going to lose. Dallas and Washington. You know, I'm going with Washington because every time I seem to go against Washington, I lose. So Washington beats Dallas. 42 total points in that game. This is the Couch Rider Reports web podcast. Original sports perspective. Mark Osteo, thanks.